What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and before we get into our tea time sesh today, because the tea is boiling, I dare you to go follow me on Instagram and connect with me on LinkedIn. All that information will be linked in the show notes below, so make sure to check it out. And if you're not already, subscribe to the Dare to Be Iconic YouTube channel so you can watch my lovely face as we spill all the tea together. All right, Radiant Icons. So every week I promise to deliver a piping hot tea time sesh, and this week is no exception. So today we are going to be spilling the tea about the Dare to Be Iconic mindset so you can start living your most iconic life yet. So what the heck is the Dare to Be Iconic mindset? How do you get there so you can start living your most iconic life yet? Your tea time sesh is starting now. Let's start with what the heck is the Dare to Be Iconic mindset? So the Dare to Be Iconic mindset is based off of four pillars. So we have trust, confidence, determination, and authenticity. Now, the Dare to Be Iconic mindset is not a one and done type deal. It is a continuous process that you have to work on. Myself included, I am not perfect by any means, and I am still actively working on this as well. As many of you know, if you are following the Dare to Be Iconic blog, my word for 2024 is trust. And oh my God, the journey of trust has been an interesting one. Everything I have done this year relates back to trust in one way or another. And I didn't realize how prevalent this theme of trust would really be in my life. But oh my God, it's insane. So let's start with trust. I think it is this wild concept that we can so easily trust others, but then not give ourselves that same trust in return. And if you're new here, I definitely have trust issues. I am the first person to admit that I have trust issues. I definitely do, which is why I wanted trust to be my word for this year, because it's so prevalent to everything in my life. And I believe in order to keep going on this Dare to Be Iconic journey with you guys, I need to start trusting myself more, right? It's to honor that commitment of choosing myself that I had last year. Last year was 2023. It was that year of me. I did everything for myself. I chose myself first. So in order to continue honoring that commitment, I have to start trusting myself. And man, is that a lot harder than I expected. I did not expect it to be this hard, but this is what I've learned so far about trust. I somehow can't trust myself fully still. No matter how much I prove to myself that I am fully capable of doing everything I've set my mind to, I still am missing this part of fully trusting myself 100%. And maybe I won't ever get there, right? To that 100% completion. And maybe that's okay. Maybe I'm not supposed to trust myself 1,000% or even 100%. Let me not get crazy here. But maybe I'm not supposed to have it 100% figured out with trust. Maybe trust is supposed to always be this like continuous journey for me. Like maybe that's the whole point of trust, right? That it's ever evolving and that you're not always going to have it 1,000% figured out all the time because it's like you can't. People will break your trust and you will break your trust within yourself. And sometimes you have to break yourself down to bring yourself back up. And maybe that's the same concept with trust. So how the heck do I start trusting myself? I think it's by continuing to take that risk on myself and taking that leap of faith and trusting that everything will be okay, which in turn relates to determination, which is one of the other pillars in the Dare to Be Iconic mindset. Now, determination, I have down pat. If there is one thing about me, is if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to find a way to make it happen, point blank and period. It's either I'm going to find the action steps to make it happen, I'm going to find the people that I need to connect with to make it happen, or it's going to be a beautiful combination of the two. But either way, I have always been determined. And maybe that leans into trust. Maybe those two go hand in hand. I mean, honestly, when I was coming up with the Dare to Be Iconic mindset, Because I think these four pillars, trust, authenticity, determination, and confidence, all go together so well. But maybe determination and trust really do go hand in hand together. Because in order to take that risk on yourself and take that leap of faith, you have to be determined to reach your goals. You have to be determined to not care what other people say about you, which in turn also connects to authenticity. My next point, you have to embrace who you are 1,000% and keep being authentic to you and to whatever room you step into, which then goes into confidence. We have to be comfortable and confident in our authentic, or as I like to say, iconic selves when we present ourselves to the world, when we take that leap of faith and that risk on ourselves that it's all going to work out, because in turn, deep down, we trust ourselves. Man, maybe I figured out the recipe right here. Like, maybe it just took me talking to you guys to figure it out. It's probably that, to be honest with you. But my whole entire point with the Dare to Be Iconic mindset is that it's ever evolving, that we are continuously working on it, because you can't be 100,000% done and finished. Like, that's not true. It's just like healing, right? Healing is this continuous roller coaster journey. There's ups, downs, twists, and turns, but you know, we got to stay on that path of the roller coaster, because that's just how healing is. And that's the same thing with the Dare to Be Iconic mindset. We have to keep working towards these four pillars, have to keep going into this ever evolving process, because we as humans, as individuals, are ever evolving and changing. We're not just one thing, we are multifaceted, multidimensional beings on this earth. I think we have to accept that we're not always going to be perfect in it. The journey is not always going to be smooth sailing. It's not. Trust me. Let me give you guys an example of the Dare to Be Iconic mindset in my life and how it's ever evolving. Determination has always been something that I've had since I was little baby Amanda. As I said beforehand, once I set my eyes on something, I'm going for it. Like, there is nothing holding me back. If I say I'm going to meet X, Y, and Z, you best believe it's going to happen. So you either get on the train with me or you get off, because I'm not letting anyone slow me down. I have so many dreams within that Dare to Be Iconic umbrella that I cannot reveal yet, but they are coming true and it's so exciting. But none of that would happen if I wasn't determined to make it work, if I wasn't daring to make my dreams a reality and create that own magic for myself and my life. So determination, that's an easy one for me to explain. But let's get into confidence, shall we? I was just on a FaceTime call with my lovely friend Danny, which you will hear me reference a lot, and we were talking about confidence. Now, I'm just going to warn you guys. When you turn 25, no one warns you that your body will change. You think you know everything about your body at 24? Oh my God, joke's on you. Joke is on you. I've never been on more of a roller coaster with my body since I was like in middle school. When I turned 25, my eczema that was dormant for like 7-8 years decided to flare up. And not just like a little baby flare up. No. It decided to be like the worst flare up I've ever experienced. And I think what I forgot about eczema is how detrimental it can be to your mental health. And it wrecked me. That's why I started the Daring to Be Confident challenge. I started that challenge because of how low my self-concept was, because of how I saw myself in the mirror with my eczema. It is so hard to see your body change overnight from something that you're not used to. It messed with my self-confidence, and I just felt so ugly in my skin, and I felt like I didn't belong because I wasn't used to the body that I was seeing myself in. Like, I wasn't used to seeing my skin as something that I haven't seen for 7-8 years. And I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know how to process it mentally. And I think that's what people forget. When your body changes all of a sudden, it messes with your mind. It messes with how you see yourself. The more I was opening up to my friends about how low my self-concept was and how low my mental state was because I couldn't recognize who I was in the mirror, I realized I wasn't alone in that feeling. I realized that we were all kind of going through it, but in our own unique way, right? We all were feeling self-conscious about some part of our body. So I was like, how can we change that? How can we collectively go on this journey together to not only becoming our most iconic selves, but to become more confident, because that is such a key pillar to the Dare to Be Iconic mindset. I think confidence not only stems within ourselves and learning how to love ourselves, and that includes all facets of it, loving our personality, loving our flaws, loving our insecurities, and loving our bodies. And I know that's hard as young women and also men out there to love who we are inside and out. And yes, it is an individual journey, but it's also just as much a collective journey. Because while we're working on ourselves, why not bring our friends along for the ride so that we all can succeed and be our iconic selves? So that's what I'm dealing with in the confidence aspect of this Dare to Be Iconic mindset. All right, now let's talk about this last one. I have gone on a very long journey with authenticity, right? Loving exactly who I am, 1000%, not looking for validation in anyone else because I truly love who I am. But I would be lying to you if I didn't say, sometimes I do struggle with authenticity, but it may not be in the way you think. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, I do this series called Tea Time with Amanda, which, fun fact, inspired this whole tea time session on my podcast. And one of my tea times was about how I got laid off in August of 2023 from my dream job. I was unemployed for about 6 months until I secured work at a new job that I am super happy in. I really do love it. And shout out to my boss. She's listening to this right now. You're an icon. But I secured my first big girl full-time like job. Like I get like benefits and stuff. That's so cool. Like why? Like I'm an adult now. Like that's so crazy. But anyway, I work very closely with my boss. And the amount of times I have embarrassed myself is astounding. I genuinely don't know how I keep doing this to myself. Now I do pride myself in always being authentic to who I am. I bring my iconic self everywhere I go, from that interview all the way till I was hired to now working in the company. That's great. I love that for me, and I'm sure everyone else loves it too because they probably get a laugh. However, at this point, I really think I may be a personality hire because I have a certain goal. I'm not going to reveal it on this podcast because it's a little embarrassing, but I have a certain goal that is fueled by delusion and confidence. That honestly should be studied because this delusion I have and the confidence I have with it, that is something right there. Like they need scientists to study that. But it is so second nature for me to say this delusion. So it just like came out of my mouth during one of our one-on-one meetings. And she laughed and she was like, oh, you're manifesting. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, thanks, boss. And then I like wanted to like crawl in a hole and never show my face again. I definitely sent a Snapchat to all my girlfriends saying, you won't believe how I embarrassed myself. And we're only in like 4 weeks in. Then we get to my second all staff meeting. And I'm literally like, okay, Amanda, filter, like don't say anything. And that morning, okay, like just before that staff meeting, I had gotten a very lovely Instagram notification that goes hand in hand with the delusion that I have. And I was on cloud nine. I was honestly still daydreaming about my entire life and picturing it because that delusion was in my head, low-key coming true because something happened on Instagram. So I'm like, oh, like maybe I won't say anything in this meeting. Like it's okay. Like I don't need to say anything in the icebreaker. Blah, blah, blah. Of course, I don't know why I said that to myself. I love to talk. I can talk to a wall. So I decided to unmute myself. I should have just kept the mute button because my boss was about to talk and I was like, oh, I don't have to go. And she was like, oh, no, go. I should have just muted myself. I should have just muted myself because you know what I did? Embarrassed myself. That is absolutely correct, everyone. I not only embarrassed myself in front of my boss again, but to the entire team by stating my delusion full right out. Yep. It was bad because again, I don't have a filter when it comes to my delusions because it's such second nature. So my whole point with that story of embarrassment is like, yes, I am embracing my iconic self. Yes, do I bring a little pizzazz anywhere I go? Absolutely. Do I probably bring the laughter? Oh yeah, no, they're definitely laughing at me. But, or maybe with me, I don't know. It's probably at me. But anyway, I think maybe we learn levels of it. I really don't know. I'm still exploring that one because I'm definitely being myself. But you know, maybe I don't always have to say every delusion that comes to mind. So to sum it up, I'm actively going on this journey with you. I don't have it 100% figured out. The dare to be iconic mindset will always be a work in progress. But it's about how you move forward in this collective and individual journey. These four pillars of trust, confidence, determination, and authenticity really are the foundation of what makes Dare to Be Iconic so, dare I say, iconic. If you aren't constantly working on these four pillars that I think are such constant and prevalent themes in life, then how can you start embracing your iconic self if you don't get down to the root of it? If you don't get down to the root of trust, of confidence, of authenticity, and determination? So how can you work towards embracing this dare to be iconic mindset on the daily so that you can start living your most iconic life yet? Here are my two takeaways. One, your tribe is the most important thing when you're going on this dare to be iconic journey to embrace that dare to be iconic mindset so that you can start living your most iconic life yet. It is so much about this collective journey, you guys, and I will emphasize this until I'm blue in the face, but find your accountability buddy and go on this journey with them. A great example to start would be go to my show notes below, follow me on Instagram, and on my Instagram, there is a pinned post for the Daring to Be Confident Challenge, where I dare you to go on this 30-day challenge of building up your confidence with your besties. That's the trick there, because we all are going to embrace our iconic selves together. Because again, the Dare to Be Iconic journey is not only about the individual journey, but about that collective journey. So let your friends be there to support and uplift you when you need them, for them to be that hype person, for them to be that mirror when you need it, and vice versa. And my second action step for you guys would be to check out my journal that is linked in the show notes below. Break up with the past, fall in love with the future, your 5-step guide to turning your pain into power. So this journal is basically a love letter to your future self on starting that healing process so you can start embracing that dare to be iconic mindset. All right, Radiant Icons, that is our tea time session for today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now, on Dare to Be Iconic, we will be bringing on everyday icons and iconic thought leaders who are daring to be themselves. Next week, we will be spilling the tea with my bestest friend in the entire world and our first everyday icon, Melina. She is the creative eye behind every picture you see on the Dare to Be Iconic website, the podcast cover, and probably half the photos on my Instagram. I trust her with my entire life, and I love her so much, and I can't wait to spill the tea with her next week about all things girlhood, female friendships, navigating your 20s, all that good stuff. If you liked today's episode, make sure to leave a review, share it with your friends, and connect with me on socials, Instagram, and LinkedIn, which are linked in the show notes below. And remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.